I am so excited to have in the studio with me right now the wonderful, the very talented Eve Kelly, who's officially a resident of this city now.
Yes, I'm a local.
You're a local. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm really well. The reason you're here is for your song Dreaming.
Yeah.
Which, congratulations.
Thank you.
And we'll get to shortly. Mm-hmm. But first of all, how's life? What's been going on?
Life's been really good. I can't complain. I'm gigging here like every weekend in Christchurch. It's been awesome. Like,
which was a really interesting bit of insight I just got there. And you said it was really good for that.
Yeah, because me and my partner are in a duo. And it's like, honestly, yeah, working at least 3-4 gigs a weekend.
Right,
it's
right.
It's a full-time job. It's exciting.
Oh, that's fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That was, of course, going to be my question was, I happen to know you had a partner, but I didn't know they were your guitarist.
Yes,
so,
yes.
lovers and musicians.
Yes.
What's that like?
It's really great. I honestly think it depends on the people. Because I went into it being like, oh, we're going to be working together all the time. Are we going to have to set boundaries? Or da-da-da? But no, we're great. It's fun. It's cool.
Is your house full of guitars?
It honestly is, yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
I went round to my friend's place the other day, and there are a couple who have just brought a house, and he is in a band, and I walked in there yesterday, and new addition to the house was like 4 guitars on the wall. I was like, oh, I forgot this must be what it's like.
I don't know why they need that many, but
they do. They do, apparently. how are you with guitars? Are you technically proficient on a guitar?
No, not at all. I learned when I was in primary school, so I can out your C, G, D, A chords. That's about as far as you can get.
Hey, now, Dreaming,
yes.
Your song, which is it out today?
It is out today.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's a fantastic new song.
Thanks.
With a kind of interesting origin.
Yes.
Pray tell. Tell me about it.
I shall. So Bay Plenty Tourism wanted a new track for their tourism promo videos.
Yeah, right.
And so kind of reached out to me and I was like, oh, I'll give us a go. And so me and my partner Jason, we tried to write a song for their tourism videos and was like, I need something that's like sunshiny and warm, but also like chill and laid back.
Yeah, right.
And so, yeah, that was my aim. I was like, I don't want it about anything specific other than like, this feels good. This feels right. Right place, right time.
Yeah.
That kind of vibe.
Yeah,
and
right.
Trying to have that Kiwi flair as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And it just, more or less ended up something you quite liked released.
Exactly. I was like, well, I've got to release this myself now. So.
Now, when you're going into something like that with a mindset and it's being used for something, did you were you compelled to make it a song about the region or to do with beaches and tourism and...
No, so I wanted to, because I was in an ideal world, I'd love to, like this myself and release it. So
yeah,
I was no, I want it to be you could use this anywhere.
Interesting,
Listen to it whilst you're on holiday.
Totally,
Stuff like that, so...
And it is a fantastic song, honestly.
Thank
and you could listen to it everywhere.
Yay.
What I will say about it, though, is your voice has changed since the first kind of songs you sent me. It's matured a little bit.
Oh, thank you. This is a nice one.
Weird question to ask, I guess, but has that been kind of intentional? Have you been trying to change your musical kind of element?
I guess so, because I guess in my first songs, just being a little fresh baby, I was I don't know how I went into it. I wrote stuff and I was like, this is what it is, whereas in these last few songs, I've been kind of more trying to go for the vibe that I like and listen to artists that I like.
Yeah, right.
Having a few more people help me, so I feel like my music's going more in the direction I actually want to. Whereas when I started,
cool.
I didn't really know what I wanted.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But I talk to so many artists, and I think a lot are sort of like that.
We all grow.
Because when you start out, you are so sure you know exactly what you want.
Yeah.
And turns out, when you look back, you're like, I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. My first couple songs, I'm like, ugh. But,
hey. Now, are you a dreamer?
I am a dreamer. Yeah. No, I do dream big. And I have a lot of, like, faith in myself that what I can, you know, dream can come true and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, cool.
So, hey, I guess it's
me. It's sort of different to that, but are you like a daydreamer? Because I'm quite bad for daydreaming.
I wouldn't say it's something I have noticed.
Oh,
but
okay.
It probably depends on how tired I am.
Yeah, right. Oh, damn. I was hoping you'd be like, yeah, I wander away too all the time. No, I'm bad for daydreaming. I guess just because I don't want to do anything else. On things, probably. Last time you were here, I just seen you in Something Rotten as well at the Court Theatre.
Yeah.
Have you been doing other theatre-y, stagey things?
No, other than the fact that Something Rotten came back and we did a remount.
Yes.
So that just happened in June, July. So that was my last theatre thing. And then, just been gigging. So.
Yeah, right. Do you enjoy theatre stuff?
I do.
Right.
It was like, it had been a while since I had done theatre before doing Something Rotten.
Mm.
And it was really nice. Like, I just love the whole, like, as cheesy as it is, like the family feel you get with like doing a musical theatre show.
Totally.
It was cool. It was fun. And it's nice to do, you know, some different type of music to my gigs and music, artist stuff. And
totally.
You know.
I'm sure. And yeah, that camaraderie that you get with like stage production.
Yeah.
Kind of you only get that with a stage production.
Exactly. Yeah.
Did you get to keep any costume stuff?
Oh, absolutely not. No.
Some of it was amazing.
I know. I should have kept that omelette.
Yeah.
That omelette.
Damn. Oh, you could have had your Halloween costume sorted.
That's right. Still got to think of that.
Yeah, if you are doing Halloween this year, what are you going as?
I don't know. Some of my friends are thinking, like, something from Hercules, and then someone else says something from Inside Out, and then someone's like, goes like a soccer mum. I don't know. I'm honestly, like, I don't want to be a down buzz, but I'm not big on costumes.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. Which is wild coming from a theatre girl, but I just, hey, I'll do something. I'll whip something up.
Fair enough. Will you attend, like, any Halloween parties? Are you a big partier? Do you go hitting the clubs?
Oh, no, not really, actually. But I will be going to a Halloween party. There's a little theatre group going.
Oh, my God. Now, that, like, I would not go to a theatre group's Halloween party.
No fair, honestly.
If you want to be outdone by everyone, like, OMG.
Yeah.
Or is that, like, the case with theatre people and we just assume they love costuming?
No, I think majority do love it. Like, let's be real.
They are these stereotypes. Oh, brilliant. And how are you enjoying Otatahi?
I'm loving it.
Yeah.
I'm loving it so much. It's a really beautiful city. It's got everything you need, and it's not as hectic as Auckland.
Yeah, lovely.
Traffic's not as bad. Music scene is great, so
That's cool. Any favourite places, things to do?
Oh, I went to an Italian restaurant the other day, Formaggio's. That blew my mind. I like the beach. I don't know. Sorry.
Yeah. I know, that's such an awkward question to answer. Although a lot of people do love the beaches.
I do. I am a big beach girl.
See, I can't stand sand.
Oh, no, you're one of those.
It's irritating.
Oh, I can't.
It gets everywhere.
I cannot.
Oh, don't you dare. Don't give me that attitude. No, they're okay. I think it comes from, like, I'm jealous of surfers because they're so cool.
Yeah, surfers are cool.
Yeah.
Surfers are cool, yeah. I should have delved into that, you know.
I'm surprised you're not. You've got.
I've had that before, being like, yeah. You're a surfer. Is it the hair?
A little bit, I think. Yeah, yeah.
And in Whakatari, there's like a little surfing crew there as well. So I could have jumped in. I could have been that person.
Are there any sports you're into?
Not like I don't do it anymore, but growing up, but I was going to say swimming, but everyone did swimming.
Yeah.
Swimming. I did underwater hockey.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which I loved.
That's quite rough, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of pushing and shoving.
Yeah, and I feel like the spectating, it's not really a spectating sport. It's hard to say, but once you're down there, it feels really, like, hectic and
rough.
Oh,
my God, yeah. Well, I remember, because I played field hockey.
Yeah.
And my hockey team was made to go watch it. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wild.
And, like...
It's a fun little experiment.
We were like, oh, my God, they're all trying to drown each other.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God.
Pretty much. Definitely had some people try to, like, rip my masks off and, like, pull my fins and stuff
like
that.
Oh, my God.
It's like, guys, it's just a game.
chill out. So you've released Dreaming today. Where can people listen to it?
All the things. Spotify, Apple, YouTube. What else is there these days?
Tidal.
Tidal, yeah.
SoundCloud.
Did
you say SoundCloud?
No,
Bandcamp.
I didn't.
Bandcamp. You should get on Bandcamp.
I put my first couple songs on there, and I just got an email the other day saying I made $1.
Oh, so, my God.
I know, I'm going to go spend large.
Yeah.
But yes, I should get my new songs up
on there. I'm going to get a fifth of a coffee now. Yeah. Like, yeah. So it's out today. Obviously, you're gigging lots at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else coming up?
Ooh, nothing at the minute, actually. But I have lots of ideas and plans and, like, fun things I want to do down here performing-wise.
Yeah, right.
But, yeah, just gigs at the minute, and hopefully eventually my own Eve Kelly show down here, which would be really cool.
Oh, my God, that'd be great.
Yeah.
What if people enjoy this song and then go, oh, some more music, please?
Then I guess I'll have to knuckle down.
Fine, I'll make some more music. Hey, I absolutely love this song, and I'm so excited to play it right now.
Thank you so much.
More time for it.
Yay.
Are you going to, like, celebrate today? Do anything to...
I've got a gig.
Oh, you got a gig?
I've got a gig. And then my partner's got, like, a late gig after that, so I was like, oh, maybe I need to contact some friends then. So we'll see. I might just be on reading me book.
His later gig, is he cheating on you?
He's cheating on me with a full band.
Oh, full band.
Yeah, man.
Do we know the band?
Yeah, we do.
What band?
We do. I think they're called Oval something. Whoopsies. I know the musicians because I've done a gig with them.
Yeah, right.
Oval something. Oh, that's Oval. Really rude. Oval. Let's say it's Oval.
Oval. Okay. Yep. Yeah. I was about to say Ovaltine, but I think that's a drink, like a British drink.
Oh, that's fun.
Like Milo or something. So I don't think they're going to be called Ovaltine. Right. Oh, my God. Let's play your song, shall we?
Yes, let's.
Congratulations one more time. And thank you so, so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you very much.
Told me that I am exactly where I'm supposed to be.